Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's show. I'm your host, Zach Drew.
And I'm Andrew Bellers.
I thought Andrew Bellers did a great job taking the reins last week, hosting the program. We're going to be kind of touching on some of the same things that Andrew kind of dove into and expanded on it a bit. Concerning the financial crisis that is looming, that you're not going to hear on mainstream media. But I wasn't here. I was at the Jim Baker Show. There was the large Ready Now Expo, and I was there for the whole week, basically, and filmed six different programs. It was a great time, a lot of powerful guests, a lot of powerful content. So if you want to check those out, make sure you check in to the Jim Baker Show and find out where he's airing in your part of the world on DirecTV or Dish Network. Once again, powerful content. You're going to want to make sure you tune into that. I've actually done nine Jim Baker shows in about 7 weeks.
Yeah.
So, but there's a lot of things going on. I think that this year there's going to be a book that is going to be written. Going to go ahead and talk about it right now. You know, it's going to be about ayahuasca and DMT and how it's going to contribute to, I believe, the last days world religion. The amount of deception in that thing is just unbelievable. And it's unbelievable how few people in our circles have even heard of the term ayahuasca. So many people learned about that term ayahuasca by simply watching this broadcast. But listen, a lot of cool things are going on. I do want to encourage you. I've forgotten many times. Please get behind this ministry. Go to ZachDrewShow.com, click that bright orange donate button, and you can donate there either through Tithely or PayPal. And I want to encourage you that if you do that, please become a monthly recurring partner. There's a lot of things that we need done, even here at the ministry's property. A lot of work on the outside. The outside deck is kind of falling apart a bit. We have a retaining wall in front that is crumbling. So we're going to be doing some projects this summer, and we really need your help just to even keep up with the upkeep that takes. And you know, it's hard to get people motivated.
Yeah.
Like Jim Baker used to always say, he had to build that mile road down to the tabernacle. It's hard to get people motivated to give for a road.
Yeah.
Right? But you can't make anything happen without it. Well, listen, we don't want people falling through our front deck. Okay? So we need your help, and please consider donating. You can also donate online. Go to the shop there. You can order a bag of coffee for a donation of $25, or join the PowerVeer Report, the PowerVeer Club, and receive the PowerVeer Report on a monthly basis exclusively to your email, donation of $30 every month. It is time to seriously consider divesting from the dollar and investing into physical assets, because what is going to happen, and I don't know when, but I'm talking about not just inflation, but hyperinflation. I believe we are going to see the death of the dollar within my lifetime, and I believe it's going to be sooner rather than later. The Fed knows this. They understand that the only exit strategy they have is the death of the dollar and the creation of a digital currency, not cryptocurrency, two totally different things. I believe we're going to see that. And I believe that when the hyperinflation takes place, it's going to happen so quickly that few people are talking about it now. In the sense of 330 million Americans, few people are talking about it. But what's going to happen is going to happen so quickly, every single person around America is going to be discussing it around the dinner table that evening. And I am always reminded about the hyperinflation that Germany experienced in the early 1920s. That what would they have even done if they would have known 2 weeks before it all went to you know where, right? What would they be doing? That's what you need to be doing now. It's time to seriously consider divesting from the dollar and investing in physical items of value. In 2022, central banks around the world bought a record amount of gold, unprecedented, right? These are signals that relate to a new financial world order. That is such a staggering fact if I just stopped the show right now. That central banks around the world in 2022 bought a record amount of gold, never before seen. We are heading towards a great reset. I believe that there's going to be many banks that go under over this next year. I think it could be over the next year to 18 months, I think it'd be 100. You know, with approximately 180 banks have heavily invested in bonds, and when interest rates just went up, the banks are now officially upside down. We're in serious trouble. So we're going to get your news. We're going to find out what's going on. Where are you going to tune in? You going to tune in to mainstream news outlets like ABC News or CNN? No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And those that are watching are think, well, you know, Fox News isn't perfect, but there's something like that coming. They'll tell me. No, they won't. Absolutely not. Even mainstream conservative networks like Fox News will not tell you truly about the financial scenario that we're facing. In 2008, before the crash, Glenn Beck was on with Neil Cavuto. He's on his program, and Mr. Beck warned of what was coming. Listen to this telling exchange, and then tell me, do you trust your conservative mainstream news outlets to tell you what's coming?
Massive change is coming. And the reason why you explain it is the opposite of what Neil Cavuto told me one time. Neil Cavuto, I said in 2008 that I thought we were headed for a crash and the banking system didn't make any sense. These home loans were out of control. And when we got off the air, he didn't even look at me. I said, hey, thanks, Neil. Mm-hmm. And I said, and Neil and I were friends. And I said, is there a problem? Did I get something wrong? And he said, no, you didn't. And I said, okay, is there a problem? And he said, you're the most irresponsible man I've ever met. And I mean, it crushed me. And I said, oh my God, what did I get wrong? He said, you didn't get wrong. We know this is coming. We don't tell the American people because they will freak out. And I said, respectfully, Neil, I disagree with you. We have to tell the American people or they will freak out.
Pretty telling, right? Whenever I listened, I just thought, of course. And it's not just Neil Cavuto, it's the network at large. And there is a race. There's a race to retire the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency and to replace it with a digital currency. And the race is between the International Monetary Fund, it's between China, it's between the Federal Reserve. Actually, here's some articles just to let you know the kind of situation that we're in. The banking crisis gets worse. $1.7 trillion in unrealized losses loom as U.S. banks rapidly bleed deposits. So during the week ending March 15th, $98.4 billion. That's how much was pulled out of U.S. banks. That's really bad, the article says. But we just learned that things got even worse the next week. During the week ending March 22nd, $126 billion. That's the amount that week that was pulled out of U.S. banks. Over the past year, well over $1 trillion has been pulled out of U.S. banks, and this has created a tremendous amount of financial stress. The challenge the deposit outflows create for all banks is that if they raise rates on their deposits to keep customers, that could make them less profitable. But if they lose too many customers, as Silicon Valley Bank did, they give up critical funding and may have to sell assets at a loss to cover withdrawals. Silicon Valley Bank customers withdrew $42 billion in one day, leaving the bank with a negative cash balance of $958 million, almost $1 billion. So when lots of depositors start pulling their money out, banks can be forced to sell assets in order to have enough cash. Unfortunately, U.S. banks are sitting on a giant mountain on unrealized losses right now. And when you throw in unrealized losses on their loan portfolios, it adds up to a grand total of somewhere around $1.7 trillion. Think about COVID. When no one was prepared, guess who didn't have to go out and buy tons and tons of toilet paper? This guy. You want to know why? Because I'm prepared. It's not just toilet paper. I don't have a basement full of toilet paper. I've got everything. And so whenever panic set in, the first thing to go was, you know, TP for some reason. But you don't have to be that guy, right? You need to be prepared right now. Because whenever people start to panic, it's too late. And there is panic coming. I believe it's important to have things like 20-year shelf life food, have water filtration systems. I believe it's incredibly important to have precious metals, primarily silver, because you know we're not all millionaires. And by the way, gold is almost at a record high. As we speak, it's $2,031 or $32 an ounce spot. That means whenever you're paying your premiums, you're paying more than that to get your, you know, your coins minted by the in the United States. It's a far higher than that, actually. Silver is up quite radically. Gold actually was, its highest it's ever been was $73 or something like that. So we're almost at a total record right now.
And I'll just throw this in here real quick. You know, and I mentioned this on the last show. We're not financial advisors. This isn't financial advice. We got to cover ourselves.
Yeah, so don't sue me.
but you're absolutely right talking about divesting from the dollar because, you know, you might hear about this news about the digital coin that is going to be rolling out that we've been talking about and think, well, not me, not my dollar. You know, I'm not going to be trading my dollars in. And we're telling you there's not going to be a choice. The dollar is going to not have any value. You won't have a choice whether you trade it in or not. And that's why we're talking about investing in hard assets, because when the dollar has no value, those things that you, those physical, tangible things that you have will still retain some value.
That's right. You know, it was, this is an excerpt from the Paper Money by Adam Smith. George J.W. Goodman was a money manager in the mid-1960s, and he wrote about what happened in Germany. This is actually a publication that PBS published from that particular book. But here's what it says. This is where we are right now here in America. Before World War I, Germany was a prosperous country. Well, America was a prosperous country. With gold-backed currency, well, we were gold-backed currency, expanding industry and world leadership in optics, chemicals, and machinery. The German mark, the British shilling, the French franc, and the Italian lira all had about equal value, and all were exchanged for roughly 4 to 5 to the dollar. That was in 1914. In 1923, at the most critical moments of the German hyperinflation, the exchange rate between the dollar and the mark was no longer 4 to 5 to the dollar. It was 1 trillion, with a T, 1 trillion marks for every dollar. And a wheelbarrow full of money would not even buy a newspaper. Most Germans were taken by surprise by the financial tornado. And this is why I'm trying to warn you today. It started on June 24th, 1922, when the article says right-wing fanatics assassinated Walter Rathenau, the moderate, able foreign minister. Now, Rathenau was a charismatic figure, and the idea that a popular, wealthy, and glamorous government minister could be shot in a law-abiding society shattered the faith of the Germans, who wanted to believe that things were going to be all right. Rathenau's state funeral was a national trauma. The nervous citizens of the Ruhr were already getting their money out of the currency and into real goods. I literally feel that the same type of article could be written about America 20 years in the future. And they could say, back in the day, in the mid, you know, 2020s, this is what was taking place. So they were, the wealthy were already getting their money out of their currency and into real goods, like diamonds, works of art, safe real estate. Now ordinary Germans began to get out of the marks and into real goods. Pianos were bought even by unmusical families. Sellers even held back because the mark was worth less every day. As prices went up, the amounts of currency demanded were greater, and the German central bank responded to the demands. Let me tell you what they did. Yet the ruling authorities did not see anything wrong, and a leading financial newspaper said that the amounts of money in circulation were not excessively high. Dr. Rudolf Habenstein, the president of the Reichsbank, equivalent to the Federal Reserve, told an economics professor that he needed a new suit but wasn't going to buy one until prices came down. But what did they do? What was their answer? They just kept printing, 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 printing money. And not a problem for them anyway, right? They just would receive a bigger paycheck. So the printing presses ran, and once again, they were hard to stop. The price increases began to get dizzying. This is interesting. Menus in cafes could not be revised quickly enough. A student at a nearby university ordered a cup of coffee at a cafe. The price on the menu was 5,000 marks. A few years ago, that would have been the equivalent of 1,000, you know, 4 to 5 marks, $1,000 cup of coffee. That's how much it was, 5,000 marks. He had two cups. But when the bill came, it wasn't for 10,000 marks, 5,000 times two. It was for 14,000 marks by the time he ended his second cup of coffee. If you want to save money, he was told, and you want two cups of coffee, you should order them both at the same time. Wow. Did you know that one quarter of every single dollar in circulation around the globe has been printed just since COVID started? We are printing money and buying our own debt. That is exactly what the German government did. The flight from currency had begun with the buying of diamonds, gold, country houses, and antiques now, and then extended to minor and almost useless items, bric-a-brac, because whether it was soap or hairpins or toilet paper, anything that they could physically buy, that they could physically touch, would never go to zero.
Yeah, you can at least trade soap and hairpins.
That's right. So understand, whenever their currency went to zero, it didn't matter if other things that they were buying were devaluing even, because nothing could possibly devalue at the rate of the German mark. Mm-hmm. It would always be worth something. There is a story about a school teacher, and I guess this was pretty common during this particular time. School teachers, but this one particular school teacher, you know, the story was, you know, she would get paid, and the moment she would have the cash in hand, someone would be waiting out, still be in the morning, right? Friday morning. Mm-hmm. Someone would be waiting outside of that school building. She'd grab the cash, run to that person, hand him the cash. She'd go back into the school while the person she just passed that baton of money to would take off for their local convenience or general store. And they would get everything that they possibly needed and would spend every single franc. Because if they simply waited to the end of the school day, her check that morning wouldn't be worth anything at all. Unbelievable. So what does this mean for us today? I'll say this. I think God seems to work in patterns. I think he works in cycles, in types and foreshadows throughout Scripture. And ultimately, we know what happened in Germany, that hyperinflation led to Hitler, a small foreshadowing of the Antichrist to come. I believe what is happening in America, if they can succeed, will usher, because that's what they're trying to kill, the dollar. That is the only way the Fed can win. Will usher in the Antichrist. We need to be prepared. If you were in Germany in 1915 and you mysteriously got this article describing the events that would transpire over the next 5 to 10 years, how would you prepare? In a similar fashion, that is how you ought to be preparing right now.
Yeah, and you said they're trying to kill the dollar, and that's another interesting aspect of this that wasn't necessarily relevant. When the mark was dying, the German mark, they weren't trying to kill the mark, but that's a whole other element right now. I mean, with the Great Reset, the global financial elite have a vested interest in the death of fiat currency, because when they introduce digital currency worldwide, they can completely control it. They can monitor it in real time. But not only that, like we talked about in the last show, it will be completely programmable, which means that they can control your purchases.
That's right. Here's a few more articles to illustrate the financial situation that we're in. To avoid sanctions, countries are ditching the dollar. Russia, China, and other countries have escalated efforts to ditch transactions made with the U.S. dollar in 2022, helping them bypass Western sanctions and keep their economies afloat. Since Western countries levied heavy sanctions on Russia in punishment for its invasion of Ukraine, India has increased its imports of Russian coal and natural gas, paying in Chinese yuan. United Arab Emirates, Hong Kong, the euro, all being reported by Reuters. Turkey and Iran have also forged agreements with Russia to base bilateral commerce on the Russian ruble, an effort to divest from dependence on the, quote, toxic U.S. dollar. Here's another article. Economics experts issued dire warning on serious threat faced by U.S. dollar. It's inevitable. Since World War II, the U.S. dollar has been the world's strongest currency, but one economic expert warns that it could lose its power very soon. During an appearance on Fox & Friends Weekend, Breitbart economics editor John Carney warned that the dollar's feeble valuation could be a serious threat to the U.S.'s crucial influence on the world stage. It's not only a serious threat, I think it's inevitable. The economic expert's comments come in response to China's ongoing efforts to disband from the dollar. Here's another article. Going cashless. EU is pushing to criminalize use of physical cash. Dr. Gunnar Beck, a representative for the Populist Alternative for Germany, the AfD party, has warned that the EU appears to be pushing for the criminalization of the use of physical cash with its new anti-money laundering laws. Politicians in Brussels have long been pondering an upper legal limit on the value of cash transactions within the bloc. Politicians in Brussels have long been pondering an upper legal limit on the value of cash transactions. With lawmakers detailing plans to ban Europeans from spending over 10,000 euros in physical tender as part of a single transaction. The European Parliament, however, has now voted for such a proposed limit to be dropped to as little as 7,000 euros, with officials also voting to see... I have this one bolded. With officials also voting to see cryptocurrency transactions paying for goods and services that are valued at 1,000 euros to be banned totally and completely, because once again, their mortal enemy is cryptocurrency.
Right.
Cryptocurrency is totally different than a digital currency. The cryptocurrency is that particular digital ledger is on something referred to as a blockchain, as the blockchain, truly. And it's decentralized, as we know. Mm-hmm. It cannot be controlled by any one singular state, government, or ruling power. Totally different than what countries use to secure power, which is having a state bank where they have total control over it. No control of cryptocurrency, so their enemy is cryptocurrencies. Unbelievable times that we are living in. And once again, Marxists, to achieve their goal, you know, they need everybody. It's kind of like, you know, socialism. They need everybody equal. They need everybody equal. And if there's a crowd of people and maybe your head is sticking up above the rest just a little bit more because of, let's say, capitalism and your hard work, well, the new digital currency can take care of that. They can equal the playing field through wealth redistribution. Many experts believe that whenever they roll this out, the Fed will then convert your old U.S. dollars to a digital U.S. dollar. And the process will be Marxian in nature. The conversion rate will likely be based upon your level of oppression, I believe. When this is rolled out, many people watching this program, you'll be negatively affected. Your dollars will overnight be worth far less than they were the day or month before, if you are privileged, or they think you just have a bit too much money. Marxists want everyone to be equal, equally miserable, and equally poor. Remember, in 2030, you're going to own nothing and be happy about it. So are you oppressed? Well, maybe every one U.S. dollar you turn into the bank you'll be issued 1.5 digital U.S. dollars. Are you what they deem as privileged? Well, 75 cents for every dollar for you. Maybe you're out there saying, well, I'll just simply keep my cash. I won't convert it. I believe that there'll be incentives / threats set up. An incentive for you to turn in your money now, and it'll be worth X amount of dollars. But wait another 3 months, your dollar is going to be worth 5% less. Another 3 months, 5% less. And I believe it will go in increments just like that, to where if you don't turn it in, you will have nothing. But guess what? You can beat them to the punch right now. You can be smart. And I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. But you can be smart and divest from the dollar and invest in the things that have value right now. I mean, can you imagine this in this state where you can't afford to buy anything, just simply what basic toiletries for bartering, just toothpaste, shampoo, soap, right? Hope you're stocking up on soap, Andrew, because you're a stinky man. No, I'm just kidding. You need to be stocking up on what you need, even things that maybe you don't specifically need but would be good for bartering. Now is the time to get prepared. This recession will lead us into a depression unlike any other Great Depression. I believe it'll be worse, and it is all on the line for the Federal Reserve. It's the 11th hour. In football, you'd call it a Hail Mary. The dollar has been the world's principal reserve currency since World War II, and the Fed has been preparing for a scenario to remain in control during and after the aftermath of this global financial storm that is coming. And that is the DUSD. I'll end the show by saying this. It's all about control. Karl Marx, in the Communist Manifesto, says money played the largest part in determining the course of history. Here is another article by Baron Nathan Meyer D. Rothschild, who said, "Let me issue and control a nation's money. I care not who writes the laws." Pretty unbelievable. Get prepared now. Listen, we're out of time for today's show. I was talking to a friend last night. I said, yeah, I need to be better about this. You know, we go a couple of shows at a time without ever talking about donations. We do need you. We need your help to continue growing. So please go to ZachDrewShow.com and click that bright orange donate button and consider giving a generous gift. You can do that there through PayPal or Tithely. You can also become a monthly recurring partner. And I just gotta thank you. All of the people that are monthly recurring partners, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are the backbone of this ministry. You are the people that allow us to continue on a weekly basis. It is the monthly recurring. And I don't care if it's $10 a month. And some of you give a lot more than $10 a month too. But I don't care what you give. It's those monthly recurring partners that make it so that we're able to do what we do. We can, I've said this 1,000 times, we could not do what we do without God and His favor and His faithful people standing alongside us. Get involved today. So many people have been watching this show for months and months and months, and they haven't gotten involved. Now's the time. Now's the time. We need your help. Is there anything that you'd like to say before we end the program?
No.
Nope. Good. Okay. Man, in many words. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, we love you guys, and we'll see you next week. Get prepared now.